everybody. I just realized I'm beginning to have a sense of purpose again, in the sense that I'm recovering from COVID. Going out, having a life, those kind of things have come back slowly for me. Yeah, so I'm just enjoying the ability to move about freely again. I'm just relishing that. Let me tell you. What are you going to relish today? What are you going to see for yourself today? Yeah. It's really cool, the inner world. It's interesting because it starts out as a 1 hour a day, and I call it a meeting to give it some kind of structure for you, really. Because you want to have it be important enough for you to want to do. And when you put your well-being, let me put it this way. When I put my well-being above all, before anything, because it came to a point where I understood that all I could do was take care of myself and to give it a shot, man, just try. And I started understanding that when I got to AA. Then I ended up learning how to live life on life's terms, which was the most beautiful blessing I ever got. And now I get to share that with you. And now you get to share that with others as you practice. Because that's all we can do, people, is practice. Because we're doing it all day, every day anyway. The way that we're doing it now keeps the mind out of it. And that's what we want. You want to begin to recognize for yourself and see within yourself that everything you need is in your inner world. And that everything you've ever needed or wanted or manifested or hate, it's always been in that world. And you know that's true. I know that you know that that is true. And if you don't, and you're in anybody here in this space with me right now would not be in a violent state. But somebody who was in a violent state would probably not be able to hear this. And maybe could. Who knows? Because, you know, love is love. And that's, to me, how deep and powerful love is. And you can call what I call love, you can call it whatever you want. You find something that's comfortable for you. This is your discovery. I'm at the place now where it's about sharing real life experience with you and how I'm moving through it. That occurs as the next appropriate action. Because I'm moving through my life and I'm present and I'm observing everything. Since we're walking through this together, because we don't do anything in life alone, guys. We don't. I'm so glad that I was blessed to find AA. In AA, they say that you'll be grateful well, or that, I'm not quite sure how this goes, that's why I'm hesitating. So I'm going to paraphrase it, that you're basically grateful to be an alcoholic. There's that paradox again with the yin and the yang, the black and the white. If there's one side, there's another side. The yuck and the yang, guys, neutral, they're neutral to us. It's only our mind that makes all of that mean something. And then language gives us another opportunity to go off the runs, because that's where the insanity began. Living in that head all by ourselves, not knowing any different. So no make wrong, because we did the best we could with what we knew at the time. And I continually, each day, am just, like, love just is courting me. I'm so happy and joyful and peaceful, and there have been some things that typically would have taken me for a loop in my reactiveness, until I'm not, of course, because there will be an until I'm not moment somewhere along the line, and it's okay. And if there isn't, there isn't. I'm just not going to pretend like it won't happen. We're just moving along, guys. The beauty of this is that it's unfolding for me right before your very eyes and right before my very eyes. I had a moment today already where I realized that every single thing in my life is an opportunity for the Zen. That's all I'm doing is noticing. Second nature, and I'm comfortable there. I'm happy there. I don't want to move away from there anymore. As a matter of fact, I want to move closer. I want to move deeper into it. As a matter of fact, it is getting deeper in many ways. Many, many ways. Therefore, the conversation is a shift in my peoples, okay? So we're just going to keep rolling with the organic flow of it, because that's the whole point of Joan of Arc and this year-long journey of ours. It's so that we can now just begin to experience, without all the freaking chatter, who we are as an authentic human being, without somebody else's ideas, without somebody else's way, without any of that. Just you being authentically you, and me being authentically me. And that, my friends, is the peace we ask for in life. However, since you're listening to me right now, as George Lopez would say, he's so funny. I love that. Right now. Go watch him. Anyway, so, I lost what I was saying because I went on to George, so presence is gone, my peoples. That's how it works for me. So, okay, then. We're just going to end this conversation. I'm loving you, and you have a great effing day.